From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. London police say a car crash that injured 11 people outside the Natural History Museum is a road traffic accident and not a terror attack. Police made the statement Saturday afternoon, nearly 4 hours after the car hit pedestrians in a crowded tourist area. One man was detained at the scene. He has not been charged. The London Ambulance Service says 9 people were hospitalized after the crash. Britain has been on a severe terrorist threat level, and a massive police response followed the traffic incident. A Russian lawmaker who just returned from Pyongyang says North Korea is preparing to test a long-range missile. Marissa Melton brings us the story.
Russia's RIA news agency reported that Anton Morozov, a member of the Russian Lower House of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, as well as 2 other Russian lawmakers, visited Pyongyang from October 2nd to the 6th. RIA quoted Morozov as saying they are preparing for new tests of a long-range missile. Reuters was not able to independently verify Morozov's account, and he did not specify which North Korean officials had given him the information about the planned test. In Washington, a U.S. official said that there had been indications that North Korea could be preparing for a missile test on or around October 10th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Hurricane Nate strengthened slightly on Saturday as it churned through the Gulf of Mexico, threatening to hit the U.S. Central Gulf Coast as a Category 2 storm after it killed at least 25 people in Central America. It was expected to strike between Slidell, Louisiana, and Alabama's Mobile Bay, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said via Twitter. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday, October 10th. Lisa Schlein has the story from the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva.
More than 500,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar since August 25th are at risk of getting cholera. Conditions in the squalid, overcrowded makeshift settlements in Cox's Bazar are perfect for an outbreak of this fatal disease. A spokesman for the World Health Organization, Tarek Jazarevich, says the planned oral vaccination campaign will prevent the worst from happening.
Target population is 650,000 people. Every individual above age of 1. More than 200 teams, vaccinators and volunteers, would carry out the campaign.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands have taken to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Jacob Greaves reports.
Tens of thousands of protesters out on the streets of Spain calling for unity. In Madrid, a sea of Spanish flags underpin a bid to ease tensions. Last weekend, Catalonia held an independence referendum ruled illegal by Spanish authorities. Clashes erupted as national police tried to stop people voting. Catalan health authorities put the number of injured at around 900. In the regional capital, Barcelona, on Saturday, people came out dressed in white to call for calm. The main message has been to urge further dialogue between Madrid and separatists. But a dose of brinkmanship might be what they get. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped.
That's reporter Jacob Greaves. Investigators in Australia have said their understanding of MH370's whereabouts was better now than it ever has been, but they still don't know why the plane crashed. Jennifer Chong, whose husband was on board the doomed flight, pleaded for the mystery to be solved.
To just abandon the search at this point is also totally unacceptable because it will mean that we will never know what happened to our loved ones.
An exhaustive search for the passenger jet in the southern Indian Ocean lasted more than 1,000 days. The disappearance remains one of the greatest mysteries of modern aviation. Danish divers found the decapitated head, legs, and clothes of a Swedish journalist who was killed after going on a trip with an inventor in his submarine. The body parts and clothing were found Friday in plastic bags with a knife and heavy metal pieces to make them sink near where the 30-year-old Kim Wall's naked, headless torso was found last August. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.